Alright, this is Earth to Ira, and you already know what time it is. It's actually top of the hour, it's 8 p.m, so I'll actually be right back after a message from WMUC.
With no handlebars, no handlebars.
Sign up for the weekly bike rides every Tuesday around College Park. Don't have a bike? Just rent it from the campus bike shop. Spending time outdoors has great benefits. It raises your vitamin D levels, it improves concentration and focus, helps you recover from injury and stress, and it may even mean more smiles throughout the day. To get more information, log on to crs.umd/Maryland Adventure Program. Hashtag stay active.
I can tell you about Lee Erickson. I know all the words to De Colores, and I'm proud to be an American. Me and my friends.
All right. So, once again, you already know what time it is. Ladies and gents, gents and germs, she's and hers, they's and them's, he's and him's, and she's and jers. Did I miss anyone? And if I did, comment down below. Something like that. You are now tuned in to Earth to Ira, where we keep you grounded. Live from the best radio station in the DMV, it's WMUC FM College Park on 90.5. And then imagine I had a soundboard. Well, I do have a soundboard. But imagine I had like special effects and I was like, wow, 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 wow. Like I just played a little horn, air horn. Pretend I did that. All right. So, guys, I'm kind of like not doing super well right now. I had an exam today, and I actually studied and whatnot, and I felt pretty good. But riddle me this. Pretend like I'm like putting my hand in front of you. Riddle me this. My professor put a question on. Hold on, what? Oh. My professor put a question on the exam from a topic that we learned. What's today? Thursday? On Tuesday. Tuesday, people. That's like basically 2 days ago. Not basically, it is 2 days ago. So that needs to be legal. And I felt like that was like a setup because why does she want me to fail? Because tell me why I turned the page and then I see the problem and it felt like I just got pranked. Like, it felt like I just walked the prank. Rueda, if you're listening, that was for you. And you just walked the prank. Yeah, it felt like I got pranked, but I turned around and there was no cameras. Anyways, I just wanted to, like, rant for a bit because clearly that was a little traumatic for me. Anyways, you came here for music, not for talking. So, what do I have in store for you today? Well, sort of like the whole lice situation at McKeldin, today's episode is, not is, oh my god, my grammar, are songs that scratch an itch in my brain. So right now it's McKeldin fourth floor core in the studio. Actually, I heard that they like cleared that out. I don't know if that's like accurate or true. Honestly, I'm still scared to go there. Stay safe. But I guess you could say, you know, me being DJ Dirt, and then like this is Earth to Ira, and you guys are like my little worms, earthworms. I guess you could say, wait, I don't even know if I got the phrase right. What's when something gets what's something that gets like stuck in your ear? Like earworms, like a song that gets stuck. Anyways, you kind of knew what I meant by that, and I just wanted to connect it to worms, and then worms connect to dirt, dirt connects to Earth to Ira. Anyways. You came for music, not for talking. I am very sorry. First song is Decode by Paramore. A little throwback. Excuse while there's little technical difficulties. So guys, what's new with you? I heard it's midterm season for like basically everyone and their mother right now. Don't know what that's about. Well, obviously I know what that's about. We're in school, but alas, you have to do what you have to do to get a degree, am I right? Also, I don't know why I picked the major I did. Like, what even is geophysics? Okay, everything's been sorted. Now, you'll be listening to Decode by Paramore.
We'll be right back.
Hey, how did we like that? Decode by Paramore. You know, I kind of wanted to be like give you like a little riddle and lead that and connect that to obviously Decode by Paramore. Actually, you know, fun fact, my first introduction to Paramore was through my oldest sister, because like she was the biggest like scene teen ever that I knew ever in the entire world. Okay, now to like go with like the little like angsty vibe, because we started off with that. Infinite Source by Deftones. Next, I have for you Youngest Daughter by Superheaven. Another fun fact about me, I'm the youngest daughter. And honestly, everything that they say, all the stereotypes about the youngest daughter, everything that's bad that people say, that's not true. And everything that's good about being the youngest daughter is true. And all that applies to me. Okay, glad we got that settled. Now, Youngest Daughter by Superheaven.
I can't come. your blades are sharpened with precision, flashing your favorite point of view. I know you're waiting in the distance, just like you always do, just like you always do. Already pulling me in, already under my skin, and I know exactly how this ends. I let you cut me open just to watch me bleed. Gave up who I am for who you wanted me to be. Don't know why I'm hoping for what I won't receive. Falling for the promise of the emptiness machine. The emptiness machine.
Hopefully you got that from the title. That was Emptiness Machine by Linkin Park. So to go on to the theme of today's show, why exactly was that scratching an itch in my brain? Why was the music exactly super satisfying to listen to? I don't know. I actually think it's like specifically how they sing rather than what's being said. It's a little bit more like, I guess you could say, so far most of the songs I've played are kind of like a little sad, a little depressing, but like if you just purely listen to the instrumental, it doesn't necessarily sound like that. It just sounds kind of angsty, but that's what I kind of like about it. It's like more like rage rather than sadness. Not to be like emo or whatever. Actually, you can't see right now. But I have curly hair. Okay, that's another fun fact. I actually like straightened my hair, like straight as a bone, and my bangs are like covering half of my forehead, and my eyebrow and my eye. So I am a little emo today, a little scene teen, except I'm not a teen, I'm literally 21, I'm a grown woman. Anyways, next song, the next song is My Immortal by Evanescence. And I always get so nervous saying that because I'm like, what if I say it wrong? And the people who are listening, if there's anyone listening ever at all, they'll be like, oh my god, why are you saying it like that? I don't care, actually. I literally don't care. I can't hear you, so it doesn't matter. Kind of on the a little turn. The topic of immortality. Real question though. If you were given the opportunity to be immortal, would you take it? Me personally, I don't think I would. I wouldn't, because I think the beauty of life is that it's finite. Like, you have to appreciate everything because it's gonna be nothing. And by that I mean, like, literally when you die. So, me personally, I wouldn't want to. Also, I think I would be so bored. I'll be so bored. Anyways, My Immortal by Evanescence.
I'm so tired of being here, suppressed by all my childish fears. And if you have to leave, I wish that you would just leave, 'cause your presence still lingers here, and it won't leave me alone. These wounds won't seem to heal. This pain is just too real. There's just too much that time cannot erase. When you cried, I'd wipe away all of your tears. When you scream, I'd fight away all of your fears. And I held your hand through all of these years, but you still.
genuinely one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard. And also one of the saddest songs I've ever heard, but I don't know, sometimes there's like beauty and sadness. I don't know, something really, I don't know, philosophical like that. Something like really deep like that or whatever. I'm just like a really thoughtful, deep person, really in touch with my emotions. So like, I don't know, there's just like some type of beauty and sadness. There's beauty in depression. No, there isn't. Well, depends on who you talk to. Okay. Next, I have Younger Than You by Wur. But before I play that for you folks, actually, oh my gosh, that just reminded me, the previous show before mine, one of our DJs here, Wes, actually pointed out something so true, so real. Literally, he was like, I don't know how people do it, like, every time, like, he says something along the lines, like, every time he tunes in, like, he'll hear, like, DJs, like, just yapping about, like, themselves, and they do it, like, effortlessly, but he was like, I'm literally sitting in a room by myself, talking to myself, like, I don't know how to do that, and, yeah, I also relate to that, because, like, I can talk to myself, trust me, but like I do it a lot in my head, so like having to like vocalize that while also keeping you guys engaged. I mean, come on, this is like, it's 8:30, people. You've been tuned in hopefully for 30 minutes, halfway through the show. Come on, let's make it to 30 more people. Okay, enough of this chit chat. Younger Than You by Wur.
Yeah. this is not the place where we have met. No, it is instead a cooling tower in Robertson Park. If I make you feel alive, you forget I'm the one you always thought was dead. I'm the one you always thought was dead. In a cooling tower in Robertson Park. Do the bad dreams shake you from your bed? I'm the fire inside your matchstick head. I'm the fire inside your matchstick head. And this is not the place where we have met. Run your fingers through the back of her hair. I'm breathing out the sum of my cares. Which does to love. Oh, God up above, hold me by the hand of my glove. Kill the sunlight and the smell of the air. I'm breathing on the sum of my cares. I'm breathing on.
That was Some of My Cares by The Long Faces. Okay, the reason why I had to include that, in this week's show of songs scratching an itch in my brain is because literally, I just love the way that he sings. I'm breathing all the sum of my cares. You have to tell, like, you just listened to the song. Was that not the most accurate impression ever? I'll wait for a reply. Yeah, that was a really accurate impression. That was so good, DJ Dirt. Thank you. Yeah, I know. I actually have a lot of impressions up my sleeve. Maybe one day you'll hear them. I can do Elmo, I can do Bernie Sanders, I can do Obama, I can do I can do, what can I do, bruh? What can I do? Oh, I can do Goofy. I can low-key do Mickey Mouse. Oh, and I can do Minions. Not any specific Minion, but the Minion as a species. Are Minions, like, their species name? Or, like, their ethnicity? Why don't you think about that while I play the next song? Okay. The next song is Flawless Execution by Pierce the Veil. Okay, it's kind of unavoidable. Low-key, I've been Like, I've been just playing, like, emo, sad, angsty music. But this next one is such a classic. It's such a throwback. Here's Wonderwall by Oasis.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. Because maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. But they'll never throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you're not to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads that lead you there were winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. Would like to say to you, but I don't know how. I said maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me.
Okay, everybody. Next up, we have Sickly Sweet by New Dad. And, okay, today, there's only 10 minutes left of I Know Your Favorite Show on the radio, live from College Park, live from WMUC on 90.5 FM. I know, it's your favorite show, Earth to Ira, but I'm sorry, we only have 10 minutes left. And unfortunately, I did talk a lot. Actually, not unfortunate at all. My voice should be heard. But yeah, only 10 minutes left. Here I go again. I'm about to start rambling. I want to make sure I get in the last few songs because I really, really like these. Okay, this next song, Sickly Sweet by New Dad, I low-key put myself on to New Dad because last week I played a song called Angel by New Dad, this band, and I was like, wait, this might be one of my new favorite songs. So then I go through and I found this song. So I put myself on. Now it's time for me to put you on. Okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. Sickly Sweet. Okay, I was really hoping I would get enough time for this song. This song is Ride by Emma Levana. I like accidentally stumbled across this song and it's so good. It's so good. Okay. Okay. This is the last song of the night, In This World by Moby. And honestly, the main reason why I love this song, obviously, it's a vibe. And the album cover is beautiful. Mostly because the only time I've ever heard the name Moby was in relation to Tim and Moby. If anyone remembers that. And I love Tim and Moby. So this is In This World by Moby. And this has been Earth to Ira. I am your DJ, DJ Dirt, and I'll see you next week. Enjoy.
Take your side every time.